This is Bonnie Walkenstein reading We Don't Speak of Heaven in My Tribe. Spring mornings, the ones with early sun and dry air, not the everyday spring morning, birds chittering and traffic noise dull and soft as wind, but this morning, ripped down the middle by the Steller's Jay squawks, first within the red cedar to my left, then in the ponderosa pine straight ahead, whose branches open to a window frame, revealing the tops of the easternmost high-rises and playfully, tantalizingly hiding the snow-capped mountain. We have renamed what was once already named Tahoma, the Mother of Waters, a name that honored and revered, paid tribute to all we could be grateful for, instead insist on its adopted name, the family name of a British Navy admiral who never washed in its waters, never spread his clothes to dry between its Douglas firs, never slept on its floors, never fished in the Ohanapakosh to the south, or the Cowichan to the west, or the 468 other rivers and streams. Never once did Rainier taste the salmon, trout, char, or whitefish, break his flesh, tearing venomous spicy thorns from the sculpin to savor their sweet, mild, juicy flesh. We speak of military leaders, explorers, men who explain and quantify using only what their tools permit. We do not speak of what we cannot measure, glory, wisdom, the way it is protagonist and villain, savior and god, the velvety green-gray of the earth that rises midway up, the slick blue-green glacial ice under snow with as many names as there are hues of white and gray, the purples and oranges reflected as the sun finishes its daily arc. In fairy tales, sleeping giants awaken, yet we plant and cook and walk and nurse our babies as if this one will slumber on. In my first language, there is no word for mother of waters, mother of pearl, corn mother, or any kind of first mother. In my tribe, only one word for heaven, rarely spoken.